Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
We are moving right along in the book of Isaiah. Today brings us to chapters 39 and 40. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of chapter 39, and chapter 40 will be read by our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg. Denise is currently co-host of the morning show on 91 AM KPOF The Point of Faith in Denver, Colorado. She's been on Christian radio in Denver for over 20 years. I have been a guest on her show for the last decade. So again, we'll listen to her on chapter 40. So let's begin with chapter 39.
Isaiah 39. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent envoys with letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah welcomed them gladly, and he showed them his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, the precious oil, his whole armory, all that was found in his storehouses. There was nothing in his house or in all his realm that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him,
"What did these men say, and from where did they come to you?"
Hezekiah said,
"They've come to me from a far country, from Babylon."
He said,
"What have they seen in your house?"
Hezekiah answered,
"They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing in my storehouses that I did not show them."
Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah,
"Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house, and that which your fathers have stored up till this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon."
Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah,
"The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good."
For he thought,
"There will be peace and security in my days."
Isaiah 40. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her, that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span? Enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who has measured the Spirit of the Lord, or what man shows him his counsel? Whom did he consult, and who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. To whom, then, will you liken God, or what likeness compare with him? An idol? A craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and casts for it silver chains. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman and set up an idol that will not move. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely they are planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem took root in the earth, when he blows on them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, no one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Back in 1991, when I read chapters 39 and 40, I focused on chapter 40, as you probably just did too. I wrote, "Flesh is as grass, people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." And then I wrote in capital letters, "Stay focused. God's word stands forever. I am in the business of spreading his word." And then I referred to the last verses of this chapter 40. God does not get tired. He gives strength, increases power to those who wait upon him. 10 years later, in 2001, I wrote about these two chapters, once again focusing on chapter 40, when I wrote, 40, one of the greatest chapters of Scripture. It's about Jesus, us, end times, his word, his kingdom, our strength in him. And another 10 years later, in 2011, I wrote about these two chapters. Hezekiah fades into selfishness. He got 15 more years and peace in his days, but he exposed Jerusalem to Babylon. And then I wrote again, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. God's word is eternal." And then I wrote, "How big is God? He measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Nations are like a drop from a bucket, coastlands like fine dust. He sits above the circle of the earth. Its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He blows on them, and they wither. His understanding is unsearchable. He is bigger than we can think or imagine." There is a reference to John the Baptist in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. It says, "A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." And of course, John the Baptist fulfills that prophecy. And then there's the power verse in 40, verse 8. "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." That's why we want to spend time in his word, because his word doesn't change. His word is still applicable today. His word stands forever. And if you want to know what God is really like, pick up your Bible and read Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 through 26. Verses I quoted in my journal entry about the power, the bigness of God. "Though he put himself in a human body and called his name Jesus, God is way bigger than that." Let's close with a couple of descriptions. "He measures the waters in the hollow of his hand. He weighs the mountains and the hills. The nations are like a drop from a bucket. The coastlands are like fine dust to God. Again, all the nations of the earth are nothing before him. He sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. We think we're significant. We're like grasshoppers in his eyes. And verse 25 says, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? There's none like God, no, not one." And as we close chapter 40, let's gain some strength through this application of these last few verses in our lives. Life at this turbocharged pace can get us weary. But here is the strength of the Lord. He says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Father, we thank you for a description of who you are. We all want to know about God. We all want to know who you are and what you're like. And the Word of God tells us that in this very chapter, Isaiah chapter 40. Your Word also tells us right here that you give power to the faint. You strengthen those who are weak. You renew the strength of those who are weary or feel exhausted. You say, "Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." May we be counted as those who wait on the Lord. Strengthen us through your Word this day. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.